leaders vote as the most cooperative, having the best attitude with the media. And so this year, the Corey Stringer Media Good Guy Award goes to Adam Thielen.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you for all your help.
For sure. It.
I was supposed to say I'm pretty sure this is supposed to go to Everson, but you know, I heard some good quotes from him and real truthful ones. But no, I appreciate it. Obviously, you know, I know who Corey Stringer was and heard nothing but good things about his character and you know, what he did for this organization. So definitely an honor to represent him. Anybody got something for me?
Adam, what would you say the biggest difference in the offense, what you have now, what you guys had before Pat took over?
I think just everybody kind of playing together. I think everybody kind of understands their role. We have a lot of guys that can make plays, and depending on the game and what they give us, I think we've done a good job of just not really caring who gets the ball or who gets the credit, who gets the touchdowns, just kind of trying to beat the guy across from us and letting the ball kind of fly around where the open guy is.
Was this an easier offense to learn once he came in the whole off season compared to what you guys have with Norv?
No, I mean it's very similar. I mean, I think any offense in this league is going to be tough to learn, but once you kind of have been in it, and the more repetitions you have, the easier it is to understand it, and then from there, kind of be able to do some the little things. You know, right away you're just kind of big picture things, route concepts and things like that, and then. Once you get to really know the offense, then you can kind of do the little things and little intricacies in routes and things like that.
Is it a little bit more flexible offense?
No, I don't think so. I think the offenses are very similar. I mean, we have very similar plays and things like that. I think it's just the way that the game is called. You know, every offensive coordinator has a different way of calling games, different protections, which, you know, I'm not involved in as much. So I guess that part could be a lot different. I don't really know, but... but yeah, as far as route concepts and things like that, it's very similar. It's just the way that things are called throughout a game and situations and things like that.
I know it was early when you played the Bears last time, but did that feel, or does it now feel like that was a really pivotal point in the season? You lose Dalvin the week before, Sam goes down in that game, yet you guys still go into Soldier Field, get a win on the road, and that sparked, you know, that momentum of wins from there on.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, it was that stretch that we talk about that was every game seemed like a bigger game. You know, it was a really big part of the season that every win we needed, and to kind of get us to the point we're at right now. So yeah, it was a great win. It's not easy to win at Soldier Field as we found out over the past few years. So you know, anytime you can go in there and get a win, it was big. So and this one's a big game as well. It's pretty much a playoff game for us. So so yeah, it's a big game.
And already games like that, points like that in the season. If it goes the other way, I mean, can momentum build going the wrong way off of a loss like that if it was happening?
Yeah, I'd like to say no, but I think it's reality that it is. You win, you lose a game, and it's almost like, you definitely lose momentum. You know, when you can stack wins on top of each other, you just keep building confidence. Sometimes you feel like... you know, your offense is clicking extremely well, even though maybe it's not, and that just helps you moving forward, because you know, confidence is a huge thing in this league, and it can go a long ways.
Adam, you already played with a bunch of quarterbacks. Can you tell in practice or in the off season whether a quarterback is going to succeed in games, or is it always a bit of a mystery?
It's a little bit of a mystery. I mean, I think you can see that they have the tangibles, and you can see that they have the arm strength and the mind and things like that, but you never really know what you're getting. I think that goes for every position. You don't really know what you're going to get until you're actually in a game, live action, you know, bullets flying, things like that. So, and like I said, it has nothing to do with the quarterback position. I think that goes for every position. Guys sometimes look great in shorts, but when you put the pads on, it's a totally different thing. So, it's definitely, I mean, preseason games are a good indication of what you're going to get and things like that. But, like I said, it really doesn't show until you're in a game.
You touched upon the offense a minute ago, but just on Pat Shurmur in general, what are some of the elements that makes him such a good offensive coordinator? Seems like he's always keeping teams just off balance and everything.
Yeah, I think he just does a really good job of you know, making everything kind of look the same, and making, he's not very, he's not an arrogant guy. He's not a guy that's,
he's not going to switch things just because he's done it a certain way. He's a guy who's going to adapt, and if we're not good at something, he's going to throw it out, and if we're good at something, he's going to keep doing it and trying to figure out different ways to do that. So he's a guy who wants to win and wants to move the ball, and he doesn't really care how he's going to do that.
Could you have envisioned him turning around the offense? Well, I mean, not just him, but so much so soon this season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a lot that goes into that. You know, we have a lot of playmakers on the offense side of the ball that I think, you know, can take a lot of pressure off him. But vice versa, he can take a lot of pressure off us by putting us in the right positions and helping us put us in situations that we're really good at individually. So, you know, it kind of works both ways, and I think it's been a really good mix.
Kyle's one of the longest tenured guys on the team. What does he mean just in here as a leader on this team?
Well, he means a lot. I mean, he means a lot to our offense. He means a lot to this team as far as a leader, like you said. He's a guy who, you know, we kind of look to make big plays and big moments. And when he does that, it really, you know, provides a spark for us. And we know that we need him to win games. And, you know, you've seen that throughout the year.
You see a guy that played through the ankle injury the past couple weeks. Is that kind of symptomatic of you guys as a whole?
Yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely. I think him as a leader and then just kind of us as a group. I mean, I think everybody wants to be on that field. We want to help this team win games, and we don't really care, like I said before, who's getting the touchdowns, who's scoring, what the score is. We just want to win games.
Adam, a year ago, you're preparing for the Bears. You know the season's about to be done. What's the difference this year now, and just an energy level in the building now that you have so much to play for?
Well, it is different, but at the same time, you know, in this league, it doesn't really matter if you're out of the playoffs or in the playoffs. You still have to prepare. You're still fighting for your job. There's always something to play for in this league. So, you know, obviously, like I said earlier, this is a playoff game for us. So it is going to be a little different intensity just because we're playing for that first round bye, and that's huge. I mean, just to get some guys healthy and to just get a week to watch football and get ready for the second round. So this is a big week for us, and we've talked about it this week already, just how important this is, and really this win counts as two pretty much.
Adam, it doesn't seem like this team has a lot of games where it plays down to an opponent with a mediocre record or an opponent that doesn't have much to play for. What is it about this team that helps you guys avoid those kind of last kind of things?
Well, I think it starts with leadership from the top down, obviously the management and the coaches and then the leadership in the locker room. And then I think it just goes to we have a lot of just competitive guys that love to play football. We have a lot of guys that don't really care, like I said before, what the situation is. If we're in the playoffs, we're out of the playoffs. We just want to go out there and play football, and I think that shows on the field for sure.
Coach Zimmer said Sam Bradford will return to practice next week. What'll that be like, just having Sam back out there?
It'll be great. I mean, another leader, another guy that has been, you know, huge in this team's success. You know, even though he hasn't been on the field, he's a guy who's in all the meetings and helping us out if you know, he thinks there's something we could do better and things like that. So, just another leader to be out there and to you know, help this team win games.
Thank you.
Thank you.